Now, Russia says the U.S. is refusing to provide intelligence on militants' locations in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Washington has not provided Moscow with data on the al-Nusra Front terrorists who have attempted to merge with other militants in Syria. Shoigu added that Russia has repeatedly called on, quote, Syria's warring parties to reconcile, but militants violated the truce agreements each time by shelling Aleppo's residential areas and attacking government forces' positions. The United States has previously rejected a proposal by Russia to conduct joint airstrikes against Daesh terrorists in Syria. Washington ruled out coordination with the Russians regarding military operations in Syria. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Mark Sloboda, who is an international relations and security analyst, and he's joining us live now by Skype from Moscow. Now, Mr. Sloboda, I think we've spoken about this before, but it defies logic, doesn't it, that if the U.S. says it is fighting against terrorism, why can it not cooperate with the Russians on this issue?
Well, this is because the Russian government and the U.S. government still have overridingly far different primary goals in Syria. The U.S. government's primary overriding goal is still to overthrow the government of Syria. And it is perfectly willing to use whatever assets it has available, strategic assets, as a battering ram to knock the government down, and then it thinks it can clean up the rest later. Just this week, we've had confirmation from Western think tanks and academics, again, what we long know, that al-Nusra in northern Syria is the dominant force of the insurgency on the ground militarily. Sam Heller, writing for the Century Foundation, said it is the dominant umbrella under which all of the other groups, including the U.S. proxy, quote, Free Syrian Army, unquote, and the other jihadist groups operate and are embedded within. And Faisal Al-Ithani at the neocon Brookings Institution wrote in the Long War Journal describing why it would be bad for the U.S. to cooperate with Russia in weakening al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, because the entire insurgency, as they call it, would collapse at that point. So this shows the dominance of al-Qaeda and why the U.S. is so reluctant and is hesitating so much in taking any action against al-Qaeda, simply because their proxies would be entirely helpless without it because of the disproportionate size and military capability.
Regardless, of course, of which side they stand on, Aleppo is seemingly going to be liberated at some point in the future soon, seemingly. So certainly that is quite a gain for the Syrian government, and of course the fact that Russia has supported it in liberating that very strategic city. So do you think the United States will be happy about that sort of liberation?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, we've seen previous comments from U.S. State Department spokesmen before when Syrian forces supported by the Russian Air Force liberated Palmyra. They said it is maybe a slight improvement over control by ISIS, but not much. They were very explicit in that. They still continue to regard, I mean, let's face it, President Barack Obama himself compared Russia with ISIS on the floor of the UN General Assembly just a couple of years ago. So the view of the U.S. government, you know, and their fixation, their obsession with regime change in Syria is well known. But I think it needs to be reiterated that it is only eastern Aleppo, which is being liberated, that had been taken by al-Qaeda dominant and sundry other rebels, that western Aleppo by far, which has a much larger on a scale proportion of the population of Aleppo, has always remained in government hands. This is only a small portion of eastern Aleppo where the number of civilians still left is only around 30,000. And it seems likely that a large number of those are the families of the jihadis that have conquered and then moved in. But Russia and Syria have opened, nonetheless opened up humanitarian corridors They're a large-scale humanitarian operation at this moment to move civilians such as that are willing to get out of eastern Aleppo as the jihadis that have taken these people hostage as human shields are surrounded, are cut off from their rat lines from Turkey. It may be a long, hard urban fight forward, but eastern Aleppo is going to be liberated.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Sloboda, we appreciate you putting that into context for us.